had to choose between paying less tax or more to fund your local hospital, for example, what would you pick? At this election, the Labor Party's promising to spend billions more than the Coalition, and it's paying for its commitments by a major reworking of tax laws. It represents a move towards bigger government. Political parties used to shy away from being dubbed big government, but some experts say today's voters are more open to the idea. Political reporter Alexandra Beach has more.
Labor's not shying away from higher taxes in this election campaign. Instead, it's trying to turn that into a positive by focusing on what it can do with the extra cash, spending big on health and education. Australian National University politics expert Jill Shepherd says it's a move towards big government, which reflects a change in voters' priorities.
We are seeing a genuine fundamental shift away from a strong preference for small government and for individual freedoms. And I think that's largely tied up in the response to work choices and then the response to the hockey budget in 14-15. So those kind of days are over. Times have changed and, well, most importantly, voters have changed.
She says there are several factors playing into that. One is that many voters accept a certain level of government intervention and redistribution of funding is needed to address issues like climate change. But Dr. Shepherd says Labor's also managing to make big government seem less scary.
I think there's a different framing of these issues now, and it is about inequality. It's not about the size of government.
Ian McCauley from the Centre for Policy Development says in the past, big government conjured up images of an overbearing state. But he believes that after problems with privatisation, the balance has tipped.
It's been a long time coming, and I would suspect, or not just suspect, but believe that the disillusionment set in when people saw privatisation was not bringing its benefits. People have become very disillusioned with privatisation.
And he says it's not just Labor who's picked up on that change in mood.
We're not hearing anything more from the Coalition about, you know, cuts for big business or the corporate tax cuts. So it's affected both parties.
Blaise Joseph from think tank the Centre for Independent Studies is among those arguing for smaller government and lower taxes. And while the Coalition under John Howard championed that approach, Mr. Joseph says he's disappointed by the offering of both major parties at this election.
Both sides of politics are going into this election without, I think, promising any significant reforms which will improve the budget or reduce taxes. I think that's both sides of politics.
He believes the Coalition's still scarred by the reception of its 2014 budget, handed down by then-Treasurer Joe Hockey.
The 2014-15 Hockey budget, from the perspective of small government, was a very good one, but it was sold very badly, and we're still feeling the effects of that today. And I think for that reason, the Coalition aren't going to this election with any substantial reforms in the areas of social security, health or education. And that is a bit of a shame.
He says despite the messages about inequality and fairness, most voters still want lower taxes and smaller government.
Alexandra Beach reporting.